We are discussing about bhakti, the gradation of bhakti, and the gradation of bhakta tu, and gradation of Krishna tattva, manifestation, three things about bhakti. Now, you know that Dhruva, his bhakti is bhakti, but there is some defect, anna bilas. After we came to Kapil Devahuti, some defect. Then we are discussing about bhakti of Lal Maharaj. Bharat. Bharat is discussing. He was pure bhakti, no doubt. But not
continuous.
Uninterrupted. Uninterrupted. So in his third birth, he completed it. And then we are coming to Prahlad Maharaj. Last night you heard the instructions of Hiranyakashipu to the family men of Hiranyaksha. You know that he was very learned in Veda Shastra, like Ravana. Very much Lord, all the Veda in his throat. But yet he was, because he was against of Hari. So anyone in this world, whether he be human or anyone, if he is against of Hari, Krishna, then he is surely a demon. We should try to be careful from these demons. Nowadays, at first time, there were two, three demons. Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Ravan, Meghnadh, Kumbha. But nowadays, everywhere, in every country, everywhere there are demons. Without any reason, they want to destroy the whole world. So you should be careful. And how? By chanting them. In the guidance of any pure Krishna. Now, Hiranyakashipu has a son, and his name was Prahlad. But yet, both they were a relation of father and son, but there was some difference of opinion. They are quarreling means Hiranyakashipu was doing. But that though Hiranyakashipu was a demon, but Prahlad Maharaj was Shura Devata. It is very wonderful thing that a son of a demon is now a very high class of devotee or Devata. But it became so. He liked Prahlad Das because he was very intelligent. Very, very intelligent. So, he was given to his school of Shandamark. Really, he was given to the Parshala school of Sukracharya. But he was absent. So, his son, Shandamark, were teaching him. Shanda means a very big bull. And bull means very lusty, very dangerous. So, like mad bull. What was it telling? Amark. Amark. Ark means light. Where there is no light. So both were not in light. They have no Atma Vigyan. But he ordered them. Oh, yes sir. Teach my boy. Dharma, Artha, Kam, Vancha. And especially politics.
Friends and enemies. Huh? Friends and enemies.
How to defeat enemy? How to make kingdom? How to hide a truth by
diplomacy?
They tried hard. For some time, after some time, he returned to home, and his mother decorated and Hiranyakashipu took that son in his lap and began to ask, Prahlad, you are very intelligent. I like you. Can you say what you have taught in the school? What is best? Yes, sir. Tell me. After that, what Prahlad Maharaj answered and what became Shriman Madhava Maharaj will speak first in brief. And after that, in brief, the history of Prahlad Maharaj. Pundarik should also be ready after that. Yes. I want that also be satisfied by hearing.
तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So Srila Gurudev ordered me to discuss about the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. Especially, learning something is Gurukul, headed by Sunda and Amarka. We have heard from Gurudev's lotus feet just now, who is Sunda and Amarka. Both are very passionate and curious. So how they can teach one devotee is quite impossible. If they try to at the level best to teach something to devotees, devotee must take another philosophy, not will be trained by them. So when Prahlad Maharaj came back to royal palace, Mother Payadu dressed him nicely and sent him to his father. Hiranyakashipu kissed him and took him on his lap. And caressing his head, asked, Oh my dear son, which you have learned from your school? And Prahlad Maharaj replied, Tat sadhu manne asurabancha dehi nam sada samudvigna dhiyam asatat graha hityatma patam priyamanda kupam banam latam yadharimasvaye Tat sadhu manne asurabancha dehi nam Oh the best of demon! Here he is addressing his father not as a father, addressing best of all demons. Who is demons? Who is against of Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas? They are demons. So his best of demon means he is dead against of Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. Hiranyakashipu was thinking, oh, he is praising me so much, but it's not praise at all, one kind of abuse. like sugar-coated medicine, but bitter but sugar-coated. Similarly, he is telling Asura Varja Dehinam, who has body and bodily conception always, they are in this category. So, Prabhupada is telling, you are best among all of them. Asura Sada Samudvigna Dhyam Asada Grahat. Then always very only any anxiety. For what purpose? Asada Grahat. To take Asat Vastu means unreal substance. Hitvatma Bhakam Priyamanda Kupam. Who are always busy for this or busy for accepting unreal substance. Where are they? That is the cause of their self, their suicide. So it will be better for me, and I think this is the best, to give up that place and go to jungle or forest and do holy bhajan. This is the best. Hittamva patam viyamanda kupam. Griha is two types. One is griha means center. If Krishna is center, then called grihastha. If Krishna is not center, then the household are called griha medhi. So being in household life, who is doing bhajan, they are grihastha bhakta. And who is not doing bhajan, only center is the family, entertainment, they are griha medhi. So Prabhupada is telling, who is not doing bhajan, only eat, drink and be merry, eat, drink and be merry. For them, their house is like Hityorma Bhatam, means the place of to kill his own self, own soul. So you have to give up that place, have to go to Bon, means jungle or forest. What is that Bon? Vrindavan, Navavan means Navadiv, etc. So Acharyas, they explained in this work that what is Andhakup? Andhakup means blind well. Once, one king went for hunting with his big armies. Somehow or other, he was chasing a jungle boar and he ran so fast the jungle boar. He chased him and he separated from his army and ministers. At last, he saw one ferocious tiger running towards him. Without seeing without any mean, how to save his life? He saw nearby there is a well. Well, see, jumped on that well. How? There is some trees. He hung the twigs and went to down the well. As soon as he went to down the well, he saw so many snakes are hissing. Oh my God, if I go down, then sir, I will die by snake bite. If I come upstairs, the top of the oil, then tiger will swallow me. So both sides is danger. The top of the oil and down to the oil. What shall I do now? He was hanging in the middle. In the meantime, he noticed two rats came out of a hole and start burning the branches. And in the meantime, noticed one some very interesting. When he was jumping, at the time, there are so many branches, with one branch was full of beehive. He was jerked a little bit. So honey was dropping just through his nose, nearly his nose. Seeing the drop of honey, he could not check himself. He is surrounded by midst of danger. Yet, he took out his charm and started to lick the honey. Oh, so sweet, so sweet. But he forgot completely that he is surrounded by danger. If he not come up or not go down, the rats are cutting the branches, he bound to go down. Or if not so, how long he can hang? He feel pain for his arms are bound to go down. So what is the significance of all this thing? The tree denotes for our life duration. The rats, one black rat and white rat, they are cutting the branches means day rats denotes daytime and Black red denotes night time. So by day and night, one day, 1 week, one fortnight, 1 month, 6 months, 1 year, by this way, we are passing our lifetime. So we are going to running towards our death. Now, how old you are here? I'm 60 years, means I pass 60 years right towards my death. My death is nearby. And what is that tiger? The personification of death. Who has taken birth in this world? They bound to die. Today or tomorrow, Jatasai Dhruva Vrittu Dhruvam Janma Mrita Sacha. Who has taken birth? They bound to die. Who has died? He will take birth again. So this cycle will moving on and on. Unless until not to bhajan, it never be stopped. And the snakes, they are full of problem. This material world, everybody's life full of problem. If you do bhajan, then you can come out from these problems. Otherwise, there's problem and problem. So, this material world full of problems and danger. So if you take shelter of bona fide Gurudev and do bhajan, then your life will be successful. And what is that honey? Honey means the pot, momentary happiness in this material world. You are very busy for your business, for your job. You went for your job or business. You have some different opinion with your boss or some party has come for to deal with your business. The different opinion, you are very sad. When you come back, you are very sad. And as soon as you enter, your kid came and umbrella will tell, Dad, Dad, may I have a candy please? Hearing this, your heart become melt and you kiss him and forget all your sorrows and sufferings. So this is the honey, this is the momentary happiness of this material world. If you want to be happy permanently, then you have to, must have to do bhajan under guidance of Guna Pai Gurudev and Vaishnavas. Hearing this, Yadagashiva thought, oh, from where he learned all this thing? He asked his Sanda Navarka, from where he learned all this thing? When his sadhus are coming in your school in disguise? Well, no. He's a small boy, he naturally tell all this thing. Don't worry, we shall take care. Then this Yadagashiva sent him to Gurukul again. After a few months, when he came, again, Mother Kayadu dressed him nicely and sent to Hiranyakashipu. Again, Hiranyakashipu asked him, oh Prahlad, which thing you have learned in your school? The principal in Sanda Navarka is to tell him, is to train him. Hypocrisy, duplicity, how to cheat others, how to make money, as soon as Prahlad Maharaj and his associates. They should tell, money is better than honey.
Sweeter than honey.
Money is sweeter than honey. If there is no honey, your life will be funny, then you will be honey. So money is sweeter than honey. By this way they trained him, but Prahlad Maharaj never listened anything about this. So Prahlad Maharaj replied his father. Prahlad Maharaj replied his father. Savanam kirtanam visno smaranam pada sevanam archanam bandhanam dasta sakkam apu nivedanam iti kumsar pita visno bhaktischana valakkhana kriyed bhagavatam dhatan manni adhita uttamam. What is the best thing? Savanam kirtanam visno. Savanam means kriya dhari katha. At first, you have to be in good association. I have to hear from Vaishnava and Gurudev. After that, you can do kirtan. If you are not doing any savan, then you are not qualified to do perfect kirtan. So must savan is necessary beginning stage. And not only beginning stage, you have to listen always from the superior. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam pada sevanam. And have to remember about Vishnu and his pastimes and his associates. And Pada Sevanam, Ghatku Dham Parikrama, like Navadim Dham Parikrama, Brajamandal Dham Parikrama, Jagannath Pritham Parikrama, etc. Parasevanam Archanam means worship for Gaur Gadadhar, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, a divine couple. Archanam Bandhan means prayer, like he used to do Munindra Vrinda Vandita, etc. Dasa Sarkamatma Nivedanam. He is my master, I am his servant. And he is my friend, I am his friend. Like this way, we have to surrender himself completely. Then it will be bhakti. But if you Kumsara Pita Vishnu, you have to surrender at first the lotus feet of Vishnu. Can we surrender ourselves directly to the lotus feet of Vishnu? So why Prabhupada Maharaj told Iti Kumsara Pita Vishnu? Vishnu is a two Vishnus are here. One is Ashray, another is Vishay. One is Ashray Bhagavan, another Vishay Bhagavan. Ashray Bhagavan is Gurupada Padma, and Vishay Bhagavan is Saint Bhagavan Krishna or Mahaprabhu. So at first you have to surrender. At first dedicate the lotus feet of Ashray Vishnu. If you do so, then it will be bhakti, otherwise not possible. So Prahlad Maharaj told, Iti Pumsar Pita Vishnu. You have to offer yourself the lotus feet of Gurupada Padma. If you then do bhajan and savan kirtan, that will be okay, otherwise not. Priyanti Bhagavatam Dhatam Yunitam Uttamam, then you will be Uttamam Uttam, that is not possible. Hearing this, Vrindavan, how come he became completely against our philosophy? Maybe he is Chandanavane Kutharavayam. He is our dynasty like sandalwood forest, and he is the handle of an axe to cut of the jungle. Vishnu want to use him as a handle of an axe. If you want to cut a tree by axe, handle is needed. The handle will be made by tree, or a branch of a tree. Thorn tree. So Prahlad is like this. So somehow or other you have to punish him. So Hiranyakashipu tried his level best to kill Prahlad Maharaj, but he became unsuccessful. What happened after that? We shall hear from other speakers. Hare Krishna.
Hearing this slok, Sravanam Kirtanam, Hiranyakashipu became so angry. He became hot and red. And he tried to kill, but he could not. He asked Sandamarg, why you have taught him like this? I will punish, it may be that I will cut your heads. Oh, they began to tremble. And they replied, oh sir, we have not trained him like this. But Bhavayam Bhatati Naisharviti. By nature, he is speaking so. You can ask from him where he learned, whether we taught him or from anywhere he has taught. Then he asked Prahlad, where you learnt? If your Gurudev, Guru Sandamarg, had not taught you, then from where? Speak true. Otherwise, I will kill you. Then Prahlad began to answer. And what answer he gave? First, you know why? No? Please. Ambarish. You should answer what I am telling. Why Ambarish and why Chitraketu and why? Be complete. You should complete the course. Or don't divide like this. Can you say anything about this? What he told Prahlad? What is the question? What I told, what is the question? And what was the answer? You are not old person, you should. Be ready. You.
Om Gyanatmaya Dasha Gyananjana Sakaya Chakshur Vetam Jinatash Vani Shri Vey Om Shruti Vachanam Pangam Angeti Vyam
Krishna Vamadeshi. Only one stroke.
Even a fool can recite beautiful poetry with the mercy.
More louder.
So, after hearing from Sangha Marga that they had not instructed Prahlad on these transcendental subject matters, that it was his nature to recite these things and to be absorbed in remembrance of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, which struck so much tear in the heart of Hiranyakashipu, and he was so much lamenting that his son, who he wanted to instruct very nicely and learn all the arts of diplomacy, etc., that was spoken about, and to become a very exalted demon like his father. Prahlad Maharaj replied that he had heard, fortunately, by the lotus lips of his spiritual master, Srila Narayana Muni.
No, no. Then it will be everything.
Can you
sit down and hear. Thank you.
Perfection is to be a form.
Other than you should be ready. You should always be ready. Don't be hopeless. Oh, you, Prabhu. After that, you can see me.
Now
you can see the book.
That was too late.
So, earlier on, just before coming back to Hiranyakashipu, the teachers had tried to trick Prahlad Maharaj. But oh, Prahlad, where have you learned all these things from? And their motive was, when we find out who this is, then we'll tell it to Hiranyakashipu and he can capture that Vaishnava. We'll get the credit for having destroyed this infiltrator. So, Prahlad Maharaj, he was just saying, I'm amazed. I've heard that those who are in illusion consider that there are friends and enemies, when actually we are all the eternal servants of Krishna. But now I'm seeing with my own eyes.
No.
This was...
And don't take the name of Narad here.
No, I did not. He said, my consciousness is attracted to the topics of Krishna and to the lotus feet of Vishnu, just like iron is attracted to the magnet. He said, it's spontaneous. I don't know where this is coming from, but it is spontaneous. Because Prahlad had actually heard in the womb of his mother from Narada, but not directly. Later he was born and came back to the palace of his father. So this samskar, or impressions he had received while hearing in the womb of his mother, had made him into a very exalted devotee. So at this point, now Hiranyakashipu, as Gurudeva said, his red-hot eyes, this is the second time now he's been disappointed. Now the first time, he laughed. He said, oh, what a funny little boy, he's saying, talking like a devotee of my enemy, Vishnu. But he was thinking, well, little boys are like that. So he said, now go back and teach him properly. But now he's angry. Now he says, what is this best subject of learning? He says, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. And now he's very angry. And then he starts to chastise because the teachers have said, we didn't teach him. We don't know. We asked him where he got it from because we didn't teach it to him. They're afraid for themselves, see? Because Hiranyakashipu was thinking they've done it and they're now enemy agents. So Prahlad says, Materna Krishna Paratasatova Mitobi Pajeta Riha Pratarum Ananda Gobir Vishatam Tamishram Puna Punas Charvita Charvanana. This is one of the best verses in the Bhagavatam. And our Srila Prabhupada liked this verse very much. So he said, for those who are very Griha Vratana, who have taken a vow to what?
to be in this Kriya Andha Kupa that we just heard about from Shripad Bhava Maharaj. We've taken a vow to be entangled in the dark well of material life, surrounded by family and friends and money and house, and forgetting all about the goal of life and thinking this is all there is. For those who have taken this vow, their consciousness can never, Matirna Krishna Parakasana, can never be attracted to Krishna because they've taken this firm vow. And what is that like? Ananda Gobir Vishuttamta Mishram. They are entering deeper and deeper into tamas, into tamishram, into the darkness of hellish life, of material existence, birth and death, and sinking lower and lower in the species of life. Punat again, and punas again, charvita, chewing, charvinana, that which has already been chewed. So many examples are there. If someone is seeing some chewing gum on the sidewalk, and he's thinking, oh, maybe there's a little flavor left in that. Scraping it up off the sidewalk, and then chewing, little flavor is left. Not bad, not bad. So in this way, although we're seeing all around us that people are trying to enjoy this material world, and even they have all facilities for enjoyment, still, they are not happy. Well, we see examples every day. Princess Diana, sometimes Gurudev uses her as an example. Her wedding was watched by 1 billion people on television all over the world. She received the most fabulous gifts and jewels and gems from all the kings of the world, Saudi Arabia, etc. And yet, no happiness, no love, and finally running off and crashing in a car and dying at a very young age. So, this is Ananda Tishtamishram, entering into the darkest region of ignorance, trying to enjoy again and again. So we're seeing, if only I had money, or if only I could marry Prince Charles, or if only I could marry Princess Di, then I'd be happy. But Prince Charles has tried, he's chewed that. Why would you want to chew it? He didn't find any happiness there. So in this way, Prahlada Maharaj is warning us. Wake up, don't be an illusion. Look carefully and see what is really going on around you. Everything here is temporary. And I will leave, these three verses are very important, the next one and the next one. But Srila Gurudev has asked us to speak short, so I will. Unless he wants me to continue, I will end my discourse here. Hare Krishna.
Srimad Pundarik Prabhu, so come and explain next to, but also he should give an example of Sadhik Charvanana. Hello.
Actually, when Sripad Madhamara started speaking, then I was also feeling inspired to follow in his footsteps. And when Srimad Krishnavardhan Prabhu spoke and he gave a wonderful understanding of perfection to people in front of Gurudev, then I was again confused. Who shall I follow? And I still couldn't make up my mind, and it was fortunate that Srimad Bhakti Sarvara started speaking. And I went along good, but then he made a pause. So I'm kind of in between with what to do. But anyway, I think I'll try to carry out the orders as much as I can. So, Prahlad Maharaj, in his conversation to Hiranyakashipu, he's answering the question, where is the source of his inspiration to worship or to think about worshipping Vishnu? And Shibad Bhaktisar Maharaj quoted this very nice verse, Madhirinatirishneke paratas padoba mitho vipatye tibhi pratanam Adamitabhubhirvishatatamishram punamshchar vidicharvanam. It is also given the example of chewing the chew, which they want to smell it more. And I'll try to repeat the same example which Shamila often gives, and that's about the dog. The dogs, they're very fond of eating flesh and bones. And sometimes, if we notice that there's a bone which has already been eaten by any dog, then there's no flesh left anymore in this bone. But yet still, because it's dog's habit to eat bones. So he's trying to chew that bone. And because bone is hard, so it scratches its gums and there's some release of blood. That mixes with its saliva and the dog relishes that bone, thinking that actually the juice or that flavor is coming out of the bone. But the fact is completely different. It's actually its own blood which is relishing. So it's enjoying that, but in the meantime, what happens? It's basically more to be seen mainly in India. It's actually everywhere. The phenomena is everywhere. But for dogs, because dogs are openly moving everywhere in India, so once a street dog has got this bone and is trying to chew it, and is relishing it, and in the meantime, few other dogs, about 10 other dogs, they see him. They have a glance that, oh, this dog has got this bone, and we want to have this bone, because we want to enjoy this bone. So they charge, they pounce upon the dog, and what this poor dog can do? One against 10. So they bite him all around, and what he can do? He releases that bone, and taking his tail and his hind legs, he runs away from there. Now, will these other 10 or whatever number of dogs will be able to catch that bone? No way, because they're fighting with each other. They're not in harmony. Each one of them wants to enjoy this bone just by himself, not sharing. So there's fight, and the last what happens? They all get bitten by each other, and the bone remains there. So this is exactly the situation of all of us, especially those who are not following the path of Krishna consciousness or the path of Shuddha Bhakti. Why? Because they have this conception, the conception which Pranav Maharaj is talking about, the false conception of life, to think ourselves as bodies, and then be immersed in that all the happenings or all the events which are related either to body or surroundings. All the happiness, distress coming from different engagements of this bodily senses. So they feel sometimes happy and sometimes distressed. But the real thing is that they forget that happiness will not come by trying to enjoy, because that sense to enjoy is always making us forget our position as the servants. What is because serving Krishna, we can even see and analyze that if we try to serve anyone in this material world, then automatically we feel happy when that service has been done without any other selfish motive. For example, you're going and you see some beggar, and that beggar really needs food or clothes, and you provide that person, then you feel some satisfaction in the heart. Or you take care of your children, and then you feel happy. So it's a very perverted, reflected experience of that happiness, which can actually make us satisfied, which actually satisfies us. Now, when that tendency to serve is reflected, is directed towards serving the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna, and his representatives, his pure devotees, then the real happiness fills our heart. And then, no more wandering in the material world. So, Prahlad Maharaj is saying that those who are conditioned in this material world like this, completely averse from Krishna, their eyes are blind, speechly blind people, and too much engrossed in material conception of life, what is their hope? He will speak. But he's first of all saying, with their own efforts, they cannot imbibe that inspiration. And in addition, anyone else around them who is of the same nature, who is also blindly running after the uncontrolled senses, also his or that person's inspiration will not help, and a combined effort of both of them will not help either to imbibe any bit of Krishna consciousness in the heart. Then what is the hope, or what's the answer? Then he's saying further in the coming verses, before that he says, Nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu durashaya hi bahirath manina that people like this, what is their situation? They actually don't know their real self-interest. What would actually really benefit them, would be beneficial for them, they don't know this. Especially all the leaders of the society and the teachers or all the whatever is the policies on either in the political area or in the education or whatever in this world is going on in all these areas, they have no conception of the soul. So they don't know the real method by which they can help themselves. And what is the real
method? In this, Hiranyakashipu was so much angry. He told that myself is foolish. My gurus, Sandamarka and Guru Shukracharya, are foolish, they don't know anything, that you are telling him like that. Oh, I will punish you. And he took his club and went to kill. Oh, he could not. He was thrown into fire, burning fire. Oh, from the peak of mountain, in ocean, among the very poisonous snakes. He was given poison. But Krishna everywhere saved him. If anyone taking shelter totally and fully in the lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna must save him. Like Pandava he saved from Dronacharya, Bhishma, Rama and all. Everywhere you can see. You can see Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22. But he was saved. He came. He was given to Ganges and he came out like a young person. Chanting Hari Nam Hare Krishna. So he should try to be Saranagat as he was. When he was, he could not successful in killing Prana. Then he became so worried that, oh, it may be that this boy can kill me or anyhow he will kill me. Then Sandamarka requested him, oh, don't be worried. Our father Shukracharya is master of everything. Let him come. Till we will give some teachings and when he will come, everything will be solved. So please let this boy with us. And both took him in his school. And one day, they went anywhere for any job. And they made Prahlad Maharaj, monitor of the class. Oh, very soon we are coming. Oh, look after the children. They should not quarrel and they should not play so much. Just now we are coming. In the meantime, when they went, all the children, the sons of demons, they wanted to play, but what Prahlad Maharaj told, listen me first. First listen. I want to tell something. And after that you can play. And then he began to teach the children. Can you?
So now, Sri Prahlad Maharaj, who's in the classroom, surrounded by his very young boy classmates, the sons of so many demons. And now the teachers, Shanda and Amarka, they've gone out of the classroom. But what do we find when the teacher leaves the classroom in this world? Well, the students, they want to become unrestrained. They want to begin to play very frivolously. So they also approach to Prahlad Maharaj and they told, oh Prahlad, now play with us. We'll be very happy, we'll play so many games. So Prahlad Maharaj, he told to them some very important teachings. And they all gathered around and they sat and they listened to Prahlad Maharaj. And he told them, Komaram acharit pragya dharman bhagavatanya. He said that, actually, you should understand that this human form of life, it is very rare. It is very difficult to get this human body. And the purpose of this human form of life is to realize one's relationship with the Supreme Lord, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. So, that process, it must be done now. Komaram acharit. You must begin at the age of Komara. Komara means boyhood, 5 years old, like they are. But they are thinking, oh, Prahlad, Prahlad, we want to play. Now we are young boys. This is the time for playing. And when we grow up and we get older, well, then we can pay attention to those activities. But Prahlad Maharaj told them, no, you should understand, first of all, that this human form of life is a very limited period of time. Suppose, first of all, that you have a normal lifespan. And this lifespan, take, for example, 100 years, which most people nowadays we see, they don't even get this opportunity to live 100 years. Right? But if someone had 100 years, he began to explain to them that, first of all, you don't really have 100 years, because if you take the period of time that you spend in this life sleeping at night, then practically speaking, especially for materialistic persons, they love to sleep so much, they're maximizing their sleeping. So suppose they are sleeping 10, 12 hours a day. So Prahlad Maharaj told, oh, you can already deduct 50% of your lifespan. So that means 50 years are already passed. So from your 100, 50 years, now you have 50 years left. And then you should understand that your concentration in your youth, it will not be focused because the first 10 years of your life, what are you doing? All nonsense and playing. So that time period is wasted. And then in your student life, you're studying very hard. And that time period is also wasted. And then, after that, you want to become married, and you want to have children and family like this, and then another 20 years goes by and is wasted in this way. So after you deduct all of this time, what do you have left? What is remaining in your human form of life to engage in this Bhagavad Dharma process to attain perfection in your human form of life? Maybe you have 10 or 20 years left, maximum. So therefore,
old age will come and you cannot do anything. So 20 years goes.
Yeah. Because in old age, you are suffering after age of 80 years. Your body is practically useless. Many of us, we are also beginning to approach the second half of life. And we are finding that the body begins to become quite useless. But as you are nearing this older age period, your body is full of so many pains, so many troubles, so many diseases come. Your eyes become weak. All of your senses become weak. Your teeth and hair are falling out. And how much you can concentrate on your goal of life. So in this way, constantly, our human life is simply going by. And we are not getting any results, no profit. So therefore, Prahlad Maharaj instructed that you should begin. Komaram acharit pragya. You must begin from boyhood. Because in this human form of life, if someone begins to take the process of Krishna bhakti in their childhood, and they are given very good impressions, they are trained by their parents, trained by their teachers to understand the purpose of human form of life. And these impressions go very deep within them and they begin to worship Krishna in their childhood. Then this will become fixed. And in their youth and in their adult life, they will be very perfect human.
Worry for economic making money or anything. Not tat prayasu kartubyam. Our duty is not
how we can achieve sukha and we can avoid sufferings. It is written in his head. From
previous
life there is sanskar. Without anything, you don't know suffering, but suffering will come. You don't want old age, but it will come. You don't want to die, but it. You don't want that your wife should divorce. And ladies don't want that his husband should
divorce.
We should be happy. But naturally it comes. Anyone cannot divide. So similarly, if there is happiness in your life, it will come without any
effort.
So you should not be worried about that. Oh, you should do and chant and remember Krishna. And you will be happy forever. Even your endless chain of birth and death will go away. This is the way. Good. After that, the children asked Prahlad Maharaj, oh, where you
learned
all this? He told that when my father went to
perform austerities,
for 60,000 years, I was in the home of my mother and I heard Narada Rishi so many years. All Vedas, Upanishads, Shastras, Srimad Bhagavatam and everything. So I am perfect in this. Then they told, what should we do? And you remember? Guru Sukha. In brief.
And I will follow it completely in my life.
Oh, Sushosraya means Sushosraya. Serving Gurudev like Sadabandhu, more than father man, more than friend, like Sadabandhu, Lokik Sadabandhu. Location, Bandhu, you understand? So you should serve. Without serving, that knowledge cannot you take. And if he even instructs, you cannot take. So this will give you intelligence and capacity to understand how we can serve Krishna. So Guru Sushraya.
So Srila Gurudev explained, Guru Sushraya means Vishwamena Guru Seva. Vishwamena Guru Seva. Visheshmu Pain Sadha, with complete faith in Guru, and also Vishramba Bhav means with intimacy, accepting Gurudev to be or one's closest and nearest and dearest, more than not one mother, more than millions of having more kindness and compassion than millions of mothers and fathers. If one will serve like this, only then will the power and capacity be imparted into the heart by which one can understand the transcendental words of Sri Guru. So when the friends of Prahlad Maharaj, they heard all these instructions from Prahlad Maharaj, then they were very eager to begin the process of devotional service. And along with Prahlad Maharaj, they began to do Harinam Sankirtan.
In the meantime, when they were singing Hare Kirtan, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
this is crazy. What are you doing? I am Hiranya Kashipu. No one will glorify the Supreme Lord in my presence. This is a contest.
what became? Oh, he at once took his sword and club. And he told that you are not fearing. Why? Who is your strength? Who helps you? Oh, he told, oh, my dear father, who helps me also helps you and all. He is everywhere and everything is in him. So, he is also your strength, also my strength and all living beings' strength. Oh, in this pillar, yes, I am not seeing, but I am seeing. Krishna is there. But oh, in club he is, I want to take pariksha.
Examination.
Whether in this pillar, your Hari is there. And he, by mustika.
Christ.
And that pillar became smashed totally. And a sound came. And he saw that no man, no singer, lion, mixed. Mouth was like lion, very ferocious. And his jata,
hair,
but touching the sky like a fire, burning fire. And he became so angry. And Hiranyakashipu said, oh, this is man or lion. And he attacked. But as Garu plays with snakes, this Nishinga was playing. But after a short time, he took Hiranyakashipu in his lap, not inside or
outside,
not up, not down, on his lap,
not in the day,
not in day, not in night, not in any
year,
leap year that was. And no weapon without weapon. What?
Nails.
Like ferocious lion. And he gave it, took his all nari bhuri.
Like a garland.
And he roaring like more than lion. All were feared. Brahma and Sangha came with Lakshmi to pacify him. But they could not come nearby. They told Prahlad, oh, you should go and pacify your father. Nishinkade. Very gladly and smiling, Prahlad Maharaj went and he jumped in his lap. Now he was pacified, Nishinkade. Tears coming in his eyes. Eyes. Told that, oh Prahlad, excuse me, I've done so late. So late. I would have come earlier. But anyhow, I had done. So you should ask any boon for this. Then Prahlad said, I'm not a businessman, that in
exchange
of my your service, I will take anything. So I am not like a business person. If I have any worldly desire, it should go away. Nishinga Dev told that, oh, you have no worldly desire. Nothing. You should ask anyone. Or you want to give him, then one thing. Oh, my father should be liberated. Oh, he has liberated. How? Those who are Uttam Bhagavat, serving Krishna, chanting, remembering Krishna, if they are Uttam Bhagavat, they are 21 generations. They are very easily liberated. And if Madhyam Adhikari, second class of, then they are 14
generations
are liberated. And if even Kanishtha Adhikari, who takes shelter in a lot of feet of Sadguru, and chanting, remembering, oh, there,
seven.
So your father surely has. Again, you asked any guru. Then Prahlad told him, if you are happy, then what I have done your bhajan for this exchange, you should liberate all. And I should take their all
reaction.
Sins, reaction, everything. And I will
stay here
for so many births. I will. Then he told that it is impossible that you should suffer. But one thing, those will hear this Prahlad Charitra very easily, they will be liberated. Now come to the point. Now, Anyabhilashita. This definition should be applied to what kind of a bhakti was? Pure bhakti. Pure bhakti it was. He has no worldly desire. His bhakti was not covered with jnana and karma. Yogi tapasya. But one thing. Anukullena seva, sevanam bhakti uttama. Krishna. Anukullena Krishna. Krishna-anusilanam bhakti uttama. His relation was with Nrisingadeva, a manifestation of Krishna, not directly Krishna. Secondly what? Oh, shemanam, anusilanam. Anusilan means to serve by all body, senses, mind, bhava and everything. What kind of service he did? You should think. Oh, he knew that Supreme Lord is everywhere. And he is so powerful. Sarva-Shaktiman. He can create all whole universes in a second. And destroy in a second. Again he can do. Very powerful. Very charming. Very sweet. Very handsome, beautiful. So, and he will be so humble.
No hunger,
nothing.
No thirst, always satisfied.
So, he will not think that my Supreme Lord is somewhat has
hungry.
Or he wants some. Never. He has no appetite, nothing. So how I can serve him? So let he should serve me. By how? See, he should support, nourish me. He cannot. Why? Because there is opulence in Nrisingadeva and in his bhakti. This opulence is like a wall between bhakta and bhagavan. So he could not serve. He can serve those who are opulent, that Krishna is supreme power and he can create all this. Then he will think that, Prabhu should be merciful to me. But more than this, we can see Ambarish Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was liberated. Ambarish was not liberated. But yet, in this comparison, Ambarish Maharaj, in comparison, he is some superior than, though he was not superior in, because he was liberated. But there were some causes that I am telling. Tomorrow we should try to listen all these things and do according. Go, Raman.
This morning, the Bhagavad Gita Soul Disease Initiation, Sri Gurudeva now announced your new transcendental name. We request you, if we call upon your name, to please stand up. Scott Collingwood.
Subal Krishna.
Subal Krishna. Carl David Prince.
Chandrasekhar.
Chandrasekhar Das.
Haribo!
Yogil Ramon Dhamma.
Lochan Das.
Brian, Howard Clark, father of Nehru Guru.
Oh, nice. Rajendra Kumar.
Rajendra Kumar.
And receiving Diksha, Taraka Dasi, please stand up.
Who?
Taraka.
Taraka.
Taraka. What is his name? What?
Diksha.
Saraka, not anything else.
Taraka.
Oh, Taraka. Taraka Devi ki. Yeah. Name of any associate of Radhika Gopi. Taraka.
Associate Diksha, Kamla Devi Dasi.
Okay, Chandra Devi ki
Kamla. Kamla.
Kamla Devi ki.
Very good.
Proceeding Harinam, Harvey Haugar.
Harvey, okay. Harikant.
Harikant Prabhu ki.
Proceeding Diksha, Sudevi Dasi.
Oh, Sudevi Dasi ki.
Susiri Harinam, Labanga Lata Dasi.
Oh, Labanga Lata Dasi ki.
Susiri Harinam, Brinda Dasi.
Oh, Brinda Dasi ki.
Susiri Harinam, Dhruva Dasi.
Over there.
Dhruva Das Prabhu ki.
Proceeding Harinam and Diksha at the time, Kamal Krishna Das.
Kamal Krishna Das Prabhu ki.
Proceeding Harinam Emma Chatran.
Indira.
Indira Devi ki jai. One of the name of Radhika is Indira.
So Indira.
Proceeding Harinam, David, Andre, Raghu, etc.
Dayal Krishna.
Oh, Dayal Krishna. Good name.
Proceeding Diksha, Bamsira Das.
Bansidar. Bansidar Prabhu ki.
Rasiri Diksha Sadananda Das.
Oh, Sadananda Das Prabhu
ki. Rasiri Diksha Jayanta Krishna Das.
Jayanta Prabhu ki.
Rasiri Harina Lehel Kunga.
Lehel.
Jai.
Lalit Krishna. Lalit Krishna.
Oh, Lalit Krishna Prabhu. Finish? Oh, can you sing?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
SNC class on the evening of the 6th of December 2002 in Moolambar, Australia. Hare Krishna.